Unit 13, I'm stupid. Stupid people should have to wear signs that just say, I'm stupid. That way, you wouldn't have to rely on them, would you? You wouldn't ask them anything. It would be like, excuse me, oops, never mind, didn't see your sign. It's like before my wife and I moved. Our house was full of boxes and there was a big truck in our driveway. My neighbor comes over and says, hey, you moving? No, we just pack our stuff up once or twice a week to see how many boxes it takes. Here's your sign. A couple of months ago, I went fishing with a buddy of mine. We pulled his boat into the dock. I lifted up this big old bass, and this idiot on the dock goes, hey, you all catch all those fish? No, talk them into giving up. Here's your sign. I was watching one of those animal shows on the Discovery Channel. There was a guy inventing a shark bite suit, and there's only one way to test it. All right, Jimmy, you got that shark suit on. It looks good. They want you to jump into this pool of sharks, and you tell us if it hurts when they bite you. Well, all right, but hold my sign. I don't want to lose it. Last time I had a flat tire, I pulled my truck into one of those side-of-the-road gas stations. The attendant walks out, looks at my truck, looks at me, and I swear, he said, tire goes flat? I couldn't resist. I said, no, I was driving around and those other three just swelled right up on me. Here's your sign. We were trying to sell our car about a year ago. A guy came over to the house and drove the car around for about 45 minutes. We get back to the house. He gets out of the car, reaches down and grabs the exhaust pipe, then says, damn, that's hot. See, if he'd been wearing his sign, I could have stopped him. I learned to drive an 18-wheeler in my days of adventure. Wouldn't you know, I misjudged the height of a bridge. The truck got stuck, and I couldn't get it out, no matter how I tried. I radioed in for help, and eventually, a local cop shows up to take the report. He went through his basic questioning. Okay, no problem. I thought for sure he was clear of needing a sign, until he asked, so, is your truck stuck? I couldn't help myself. I looked at him, looked back at the bridge, and then back to him and said, no, I'm delivering a bridge. Here's your sign. I stayed late at work one night, and a co-worker looked at me and said, are you still here? I replied, no, I left about 10 minutes ago. Here's your sign.